Yellow Emperor's Yin Convergence Scripture. Huangdi Yin Fu Jing. Contemplate the Tao of Heaven and maintain the activities of Heaven, then all is done. Heaven has five thieves, and those who can recognize them are illuminated. The five thieves reside in the mind, exhibiting their activities in Heaven. The entire universe exists within your hand. The myriad transformations are born of your body. The nature of Heaven is in humanity. The root power of humanity's mind moves the universe. In establishing the Tao of Heaven, humanity is then also determined. When Heaven manifests its destructive power, the stars move and the constellations shift. When Earth manifests its destructive power, dragons and serpents rise to dry land. When humanity manifests its destructive power, Heaven and Earth are overturned. When Heaven and humanity manifest in concert, the myriad transformations have their beginnings determined. There are clever and dull natures, either of which can be concealed in the other. The harmful emanations of the nine apertures rest within the three essentials that may be in motion or in tranquility. When fire arises in wood, disasters occur with destructive certainty. When corruption arises in the country, its influences bring about certain destruction. Those who know these influences and cultivate to refine themselves are called sages. Heaven creates and Heaven destroys. This is the principle of Tao. Heaven and Earth are the rubbers of the myriad things. The myriad things are the rubbers of humanity. Humanity is the rubber of the myriad things. When the three rubbers act properly, the three powers are at ease. The ancients said, during the time of nourishment, the 100 bones of the body are placed in good order. When the root power is put in motion, the myriad transformations occur quietly. People know the spiritualness of their spirit, but they do not know that which affects the spirit. There is a calculation to the sun and moon, just as there is exactness to both the large and small. From knowing these calculations, the sage's merit arises and his bright spirit comes forth. The root power of the rubbers cannot be seen and cannot be known to all under heaven. If wise people acquire it, they strengthen themselves with it. When inferior people acquire it, they treat their lives lightly. Those who are blind hear well, as those who are deaf see well. To sever the benefit of one source is 10 times better than making use of a teacher. Reflecting on this 3 times during the day and night is 10,000 times better than employing a teacher. From the mind, all the affairs and things of the world are born, and from mind, all the affairs and things of the world die, and the root power of the mind resides in the eyes. Heaven is without kindness, yet great kindness arises from it. With the crashing of thunder, lightning, and blustering winds, absolutely everything can be burned or twisted. The nature of ultimate joy is to be excessive. The nature of ultimate tranquility is to be pure. Heaven is the ultimate of secrecy, yet its ultimate openness is available to all, as is the ability of controlling all creatures through qi. The root of death is life, as the root of life is death. From the injurious arises kindness, as from kindness arises the injurious. Ignorant people study the principles of heaven and earth to become a sage. I study the principles of the seasons and the affairs and things of the world to become intuitive. Some people regard sages as being simple-minded and are suspicious of them. I do not regard sages as being simple-minded, nor am I suspicious of them. Then there are those who expect miracles from them. I expect no miracles from sages. Therefore, sinking into water or entering fire will certainly bring destruction upon yourself. The Tao of the naturally just so is tranquility. Thus heaven, earth, and the myriad things are born. The Tao of heaven and earth is to permeate, thus yin and yang prevail. The yin and yang mutually yield to each other, so that the changes and transformations proceed accordingly. For this reason, sages know the Tao of the naturally just so cannot be abandoned. In following it, they arrive at everything beneficial. The highest tranquility of the Tao cannot be adapted to any type of uniform calculation. But there are strange and wonderful vessels in which the myriad things are brought forth, such as the eight diagrams, the sextionary cycles, the spirits, root powers, and the hidden ghosts. And these are the mysteries of the mutual empowerment of yin and yang, which advances and brings all the images of these vessels into the bright light. End of the Yellow Emperor's Yin Convergence Scripture.